We are activating your unique self-discovery one show at a time. The Orchard of Wisdom Self-Discovery Podcast are at your fingertips, just waiting to inspire and invite you in discovering just how awesome you really are and how to navigate through life in joy, enrichment, personal abundance, in mind, body, spirit, heart, and soul. All the people we bring you are here to serve you on your journey of life. Do enjoy our next show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Sarah's View of Life, right here on selfdiscoverymedia.com, and I am Sarah Troy. Well, this week is my birthday week. I turn the great big number of 68, and it's always a good time to reflect, isn't it, when you're turning another birthday. 68 is almost 7 decades. It's a long time. What have I done with that time? Well, having recently written my memoir, which I'm still in the middle of editing, which is the more daunting part of it, it was an interesting reflection of my life. Not everything I've done or every place I've been is in there. Some of it I've just kind of glanced over, as it is an observation of my life, of why I am here today doing what I'm doing, you know, and how I overcame things. But in doing it, it was a good time to kind of reflect. Sometimes one looks at where you're at right now and I'm not where I wanted to be. No, I'm not. I really expected Self-Discovery Media and the Orchard of Wisdom.org to be much further forward. I expected to have sponsors on so that I could really be bringing those books and really getting to that next level. But everything happens when it's meant to happen. And I know that I'm still meant to be doing what I'm doing here, podcasting or selfdiscoverymedia.com, interviewing people that are changing the lives of many other people. That is my calling. That is my purpose. That is my love. I love doing this. No matter how I feel, how bad a day is, how croaky my voice can be, this is something that I get up and do every day, and I really do enjoy it. So I have to look back on all the other things that I've done in life. Did I not enjoy them? There were some things I didn't enjoy, but there were some things that may have been short-lived, but what I learned from them, you know, jobs, relationships, living in certain countries, they were always wonderful lessons. And for me, the lesson has always been in humanity. Yes, a place can be great. The experience of the place can be absolutely wonderful. It's a personality and a relationship all of its own. But it's always about the people for me. Who are the people? How are the people? What drives the people? What makes them do what they do? And I've always been fascinated in that. And I realize it's been my driving force my entire life. So that's not going to stop now in my next decade or two. I'm going to continue to do that because I think the more we understand who we are, why we are, what governs us, what helps us make the choices that we make, the better choices we can make for ourselves. I've made some choices in my life that I don't even want to think about, but I made them in the frame of mind or in the situation that I was in with the knowledge that I had. I can't beat myself up for them. Do I wish I hadn't made them? Absolutely. But spilt milk, right? Past is past. What do we learn from it? What good do we take forward with us? Because that was the good lesson to learn, or this is the skill that I learned from that lesson, or this is who I've become because of that lesson. We take that with us. So all that I have been, all that I have done, and all the places that I've been and all the people that I have met has made who I am today. I like who I am today. Am I where I want to be financially or where I am with my business? No, but that's okay. I will be where I am meant to be when I'm meant to be there. But who I am today, what I've become, especially after 10 and a half years of podcasting, has truly been a journey of coming home to self. I may be turning 68, but that 68 years, I've done some incredible things. I've met some absolutely spectacular people. I birthed 3 absolutely wonderful children. I have a grandson with another one on the way. And I'm very grateful for the things that I do have. I live with a wonderful woman, Audrey, 21 years my senior, but such gumption, such energy, such exuberance for life. And I take my life one day at a time. Or should we say 1 week at a time? It's always about this week's shows. What am I doing with it? Am I seeing my grandson? And I'm going to be with my grandson and my daughter and son-in-law for my birthday. She is not doing well right now with her pregnancy. Morning sickness has really grabbed hold of her. But what I am looking at is the joy that I get from them, especially that little one, 18-month-old grandson. The wonderful joy that he gets from the simple things in life. It's such a wonderful reminder. And I have learned now, I don't need a big, vast world. I really like a small, intimate world. I'm not out here to prove who I am, how great I am, how this I am, or who follows me. I am just simply become the plodder I never thought I could be. And I am stand tall by what I've done, what I'm doing, and what I can continue to do. When you can take that deep breath and know, I am present with self, then you really do feel you're finally where you're meant to be. We spend our lives chasing an expectation, an illusion, a dream, a vision that we thought we had to have. And then if we got it, it was like, hang on, this isn't the vision that I had. This doesn't feel right, because we forgot to feel along the way. If we could feel that wisdom that extracts that knowledge of information we need in the now, I think we would be a much sturdier ship on the waters. But, you know, we roll about a great deal and face some tidal waves at times because we didn't look at the chart properly, or we didn't look at the stars, or we didn't assess the waters, or even look at the wonderful whales and dolphins around us. We just blindly kind of went by a chart that maybe did not serve anymore. And we just sailed on into it until we were in a typhoon. So at this stage in life, which I wish people would come to much earlier in life, we get to go, you know what? I don't need to go out into the big waves to prove myself. Gentle waters will get me there. I don't mind being the snail or the tortoise. I will get there. There is no rush to prove myself. I am who I am. I'm seen or I'm not seen. There's such a wonderful burden that you take off of this. You've got to do this by this age. You've got to do that. Otherwise you won't be popular. You won't be seen. You won't be rich. You won't be this. You won't be that. And once you let go of the you won't be anything expectation, and you just become who you are from the inside out, you realize I'm okay. I'm okay with who I am, with where I'm going, with what I'm doing. If I want to put myself into higher gear and go foot to the pedal, I will do so. But I'm not going to blindly get on the highway, chasing all the way down the next destination, when really it's the side roads that really give you the information. I'm on a side road. I love all the twists and turns and the people I meet at the villages and stops along the way. And it really has become my abundance and my enrichment. And I love who I am, why I am, where I am today with the people that I meet. Slow down, folks. Don't rush to old age. Don't rush to a destination. Understand it is the journey. And when you look back, you pause and you look back and you realize, you know, I should have turned left instead of right at that time. Or maybe I was going towards something where I should have got off that highway altogether. Or sometimes, in the case of trouble, I should have got on the highway and put the foot to the pedal. You learn from those past mistakes. No point in beating yourself up. Just you learn from them. And you apply it to your life now. And you go, you know, I tried that before. And that rush didn't get me any further. So maybe a slower approach right now. Or maybe inviting other people to have an opinion about that approach. They're going to see it from their perspective. It doesn't mean it's absolute for you, but it does mean you can take in all these nuggets of information. And what applies will apply, what doesn't will not. But it gives you more information for you to make a better choice, a better decision about your own life. So I'm 68, October 6th. I hope I have a good 25 years ahead of me still doing what I'm doing. We will see. It's not in my control. I'll look after myself. I will nurture myself. I will keep my heart and my soul on smooth waters. But where my life is meant to be, what I'm meant to achieve, and for how long is very much a to-do in my soul contract, and I haven't seen it, so I don't know when it's up. I will just keep on keeping on. I invite you to come and listen to some of our shows. I truly do have the honor of interviewing some incredible people. There are people from all walks of life, from all journeys of life, and they're sharing their journeys with you. And there are so much information, so many beautiful golden nuggets that become invaluable to your own life. Inspiration begets invitation. When you're inspired, you're invited to get into your car, put it into gear, and take whatever road you're meant to take. So, happy birthday to me, a future happy birthday to my brother. Thank you for all the prayers that everyone has given. He had a major heart attack. He's having stents put in. He was meant to go back in and have another one put in, and he got COVID. He has kidneys and prostate problems, and he has been extremely sick with this COVID. We are seeing him inch by inch coming out of it, and he is about to be picked up and taken to my sister, who will nurture him very, very well, even to his annoyance. My sister had a major operation and has to go back for another one, and they are so far away. They're in the UK, I'm here in Canada. And I feel sometimes helpless that I can't be there to physically help them. But all the prayers that people have sent out to them, I know all that loving energy is behind the scenes working to keep them on the right track and on the right road. And I will go and see them next year. So, folks, value yourself, value your heart, your soul's message. Remember, your soul is the channeling of the wisdom that comes through you and resonates with the heart and truth. It goes to your spirit into action, and your mind will know what it needs to know when it needs to know it. Live in your knowingness. Take those deep breaths. Let go of what does not serve you, what you have no control over. Be observing. Help where you can help. White light wherever you can white light. Physically help wherever you can, but not at the cost of you. Because if it's at the cost of you, that means it's a double expense. You reviving them trying to survive. Do what you can from your heart and soul. Be who you are without an apology. And just keep on keeping on, doing what you love, listening to the channeling of that wisdom. Applying it to whatever you do in life and be at one with yourself. Because believe me, it took me a long time to get there, and I'm not letting go of that now. Living from the inside out is one of the most calmest, creative, exuberant, and peaceful places you could ever be. If you need to do the work to get there, please do it. And here on Self Discovery Media, I have someone who's been there that has a skill or a tool that can help you on your journey. But please invest in yourself and do it. Because these calm waters that lie within, the love of what I'm doing, the love of my life now, the love of myself that took a long time to find, is all worth it. I can be more productive and more giving from my own personal abundance than I ever could before, trying to please people and be everything that people want me to be at the expense of me. So, love yourself, be yourself, discover yourself, and be honest and true to who you really are. Please. Happy birthday to all the October birthdays out there, all the Librans, and look at age as a wonderful gift. With so much death around us, each year is a gift to you. You're not getting old, you're maturing beautifully. Embrace that age as a gift and embellish and just, it's a wonderful place to be. So until next time, folks, happy birthday to everyone out there. Bye for now. We hope that you enjoyed the show. Find all of our shows on selfdiscoverymedia.com under podcasts or selfdiscoverymedia/shows. And for all our current shows, go to What's New. We are supported by you, the audience. You'll see a nice big shiny blue button for one-time donations or follow us on Patreon, and you will be able to support us there. We enjoy bringing you such wisdom. And the next show will be up in just a moment.